Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Overcast, cooler days makes for great walking and picture-taking weather. Tickets for the garden can be reserved at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And please keep in mind, the CDC recommends that you wear your mask in public if you are not yet fully vaccinated. One of the most restful areas of the garden is the Japanese garden and the koi pond. And just now, the lovely Major Gardens Clivia just behind the pond is beginning to bloom. These sister plants to the larger, more well-known Clivia minata plants have a more delicate trumpet-shaped bloom with a chartreuse edge to the orangey-red bells. These are just beginning to bloom here by the koi pond, and there's another very large clump in the banyan grove at the corner of Tram Road and Ficus Lane that is beginning to bloom. Clivia is a member of the amaryllis family, but unlike many amaryllis family members, they do not die back to ground level after blooming, but remain a graceful dark green strap-like fan of leaves year-round. Sometimes you can even see the red seeds left on last season's flower stalks. When you decide to walk away from the koi pond, you can head through the fuchsia garden. It has mostly been pruned off to get ready to leaf out in the spring, but the pruning was done carefully and you can still see a couple of lovely flowers. See the hanging baskets for the quasar fuchsia, the south gate fuchsia, daisy bell, and the tiny delicate angel earrings fuchsia. Walking past the children's garden, you'll notice there's a little pocket of hot yellow flowers under the elephant ear plants. These are calendula flowers, and they can be found in little spots throughout the garden. They're a very hardy perennial plant that will seem to die away and then spontaneously regenerate. These are part of the marigold family and have been grown for centuries in gardens. They have both a culinary and medicinal use, not to mention the fact that they are lovely cut flowers. If you walk down to the formal rose garden, there are some truly beautiful specimen plants that are great right now. In particular, the allspice michelea is just beginning to bloom. This is an evergreen tree that will grow to about 20 feet tall. But one of the greatest things about it is that it will bloom even when it's very young, so you don't have to wait for the tree to mature. Also, it can be creatively pruned into many shapes or uses, including hedges, screens, or specimen plants. If you head out into the garden by Tram Road past the aloe collection, you'll find another type of red berry in the garden. Just past the intersection of Tram Road and Mesquite Lane, on your left are a couple of fabulous weeping yapan holly bushes. These two are heaped with tiny fire engine red fruit, not like the bunches of berries that we see on Toyon or Pyracantha, but just growing along the branches. These are female yapan plants, as the males do bloom so that they can pollinate the female flowers, but they don't produce any fruit. This fruit is not actually a berry, but it's what is called a drupe. That's a fruit of soft flesh that surrounds a single seed like a cherry or an olive. This fruit is also very attractive to birds and small critters. Now, if you get out to Phoebe's Meadow and wander up the rise behind Trey's sculpture by Nancy Graves, this sculpture was loaned to the South Coast Botanic Garden from the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, you'll see a stunning yellow tree. This is called a water wattle. It's a member of the acacia family, which is an important plant family in Australia. It's named after the growth habit where the young branches grow into an interlacing pattern and could be used for shelter by early Australian settlers. Hence, they gave the plant the common name of wattle, which is the name of the building materials that are used in this manner in Europe. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.